This is Radio Boston. Welcome back. I'm Tiziana Deering. Provincetown today is advising people to wear masks indoors if they can't social distance. That includes people who are vaccinated. Now, this after more than 130 people have tested positive for COVID since July 4th. Town officials held an emergency meeting this morning about the growing cluster of cases with the state's Department of Public Health. Afterwards, they issued their public health advisory on masks and social distancing. They also continued to push for people to get vaccinated and urged businesses to require proof of vaccinations at events without a social distancing possibility. This is happening during what was supposed to be a comeback summer for the Cape. Rob Anderson is a part of the Cape community. He owns the Canteen in Provincetown, which is open year-round. We've checked in with Rob throughout this pandemic. He joins us again now. Hey, Rob, I know this is a busy time. Thanks. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So I really want to know how you are, Rob. I've been imagining such frustration, I guess, after the strains of last summer and now bad weather and COVID outbreaks and stories of poorly behaved patrons at businesses. Are you guys doing all right?
I don't think anybody out here who lives and works out here is doing all right. No, I don't think so. It's, you know, living as a, being a worker, as someone who lives here and works here in the summer, it's always a tough time to be out here. But this summer is definitely a difficult one.
Where's the wear and tear coming from most, Rob?
Well, there's so much anxiety. Well, so first of all, we are very busy at my restaurant, the Canteen. Our sales are exactly on par with where we were in 2019 at this point. So we are incredibly busy this year. The problem is we're facing a few crises. So one of them is a housing crisis, which turns into a staffing crisis. So we don't have places for people to live out here on the Cape, the folks who want to work. So we have very few workers this year. So every business out here is operating with fewer people than they're used to. But on top of that, the businesses are either just as busy or busier than they have been in normal summers. On top of that, Provincetown did an amazing job pre-vaccine, but nobody wants a new shutdown, but we basically reopened. We had a free for all basically reopening, and we had like 1 week's notice, and now everything is sort of back to normal, quote unquote. And people are coming here, and they're ready to party. They are ready to gather. They're ready to be in big groups. And we found that with the Delta variant, a lot of folks who come to visit here and folks who work here have gotten sick.
So I want to stay on that for a minute. Provincetown officials today say that as of last Friday, 132 people have tested positive, which includes cases of some vaccinated people. Is the community pretty shocked? I mean, is there sort of a collective sense of shock over this spike in cases?
The community is shocked, but also torn apart. There are people, very vocal people on both sides. There are people who want to see us, have a mask mandate, not go back into complete lockdown, but to really enforce protocols and safety measures. And then there are folks who are really against it. They're saying, look, this is not my perspective, but just to be clear. Mm-hmm. So some people are saying, look, I got vaccinated. I'm not at risk anymore. So why should I have to suffer the economic consequences if people are choosing not to get vaccinated and getting sick? So that is, that's ignoring the fact that a lot of people are getting sick that were vaccinated. And it's ignoring the fact that we do have to look out for our most vulnerable people out here, right? So we have a high proportion of immunocompromised people out here. Next week is Family Week. We're inviting hundreds or thousands of kids to come to town to enjoy the town. None of these people are vaccinated.
So I want to point out, according to the Boston Herald, there have been a little over 4,000 breakthrough cases of the coronavirus. We do know that there were breakthrough cases on the Cape. So overall, the percentage is about 0.1%, but also we do hear these stories. So I just want to put that data in there. And I guess I want to ask you, Rob, can you tell me what do you want as a business owner and a community member and somebody who's sort of stewarding and shepherding your employees and your customers? What do you want to see happen now?
I want to see our public officials, both elected officials statewide, nationwide, and citywide, as well as scientists and, you know, public health officials, give us clear, concise information and strong, clear guidelines about what best practices are. Throughout the whole, entire pandemic, what I've seen as a problem is when we don't have a clear vision of what we're trying to accomplish, that's when pandemonium starts and when we start tearing each other apart based on science or pseudoscience. I would really like to see somebody or a group of people share a clear vision and clear steps that we all need to take to keep everybody safe and to keep our economy moving too, but to have one clear vision. When that hasn't happened, so like right now, where there isn't clear guidance and sort of strong leadership, people on the ground are left to make their own decisions. So as a restaurant owner, I'm already working as a chef. I'm already as the owner of my business. I'm already a landlord, a therapist, an immigration attorney, a psychologist. But I'm also being asked to do the job of an epidemiologist and keep the people who I look after, you know, safe and sound, both my employees and my guests. And it's not a decision that, you know, small business owners piece by piece should be making. There should be one clear sense of where we're all trying to head and what we're, you know, head to and what we are trying to accomplish together.
Are you, with that in mind, understanding what you just said, are you asking your staff to get vaccinated? Is that a conversation you're having with your wait staff?
Oh, yeah. So I've had a conversation with every single member of my staff. We're about 99% vaccinated. So I was very frank with all of my staff. Some of them, you know, definitely wanted to get vaccinated. So my job with them was just point out to them where and how and to educate them a little bit about, you know, the differences between the Johnson & Johnson or the Moderna vaccine, what to expect once they got it. So I helped educate them about, you know, how to protect themselves. And then the folks who were skeptical or didn't want to get vaccinated, I gave them all the information I could. I gave them my personal opinion about why I thought, you know, they should. And the vast majority ended up getting vaccinated. They also saw me, my partner, and all of our managers, you know, go and get the vaccine. Some of us got sick, some of us didn't, but we all got better and we all seemed normal and healthy, you know? So leading by example was also helpful. And the vast, vast, vast majority of folks under my care have gotten vaccinated, which I'm very proud and happy with.
So in the meantime, then there's just the nuts and bolts of running the restaurant where you already brought up staffing issues, but I understand supply issues are a problem too.
Yeah. So, you know, out here at the tip of the world here on Cape Cod, it's already difficult to get all the supplies we need on time. In any normal year, it's difficult. That's one of the reasons why we don't change our menu during the summer, not only because we're busy, but we know to get new ingredients or new paper products, it usually takes us like a week or two to get them to like finally get the right thing. So this year, our purveyors that have generally been really reliable in the past have been incredibly unreliable. So we're not getting some deliveries. Some deliveries are coming with half our stuff. Some deliveries aren't coming at all. So we have to think on our feet. You know, I have on my menu a chicken salad, and I need chicken salad there at 9 o'clock in the morning so I can cook it and get it on my menu, and then it doesn't show up. So we have to make a lot of decisions. And it's harder when it's something like bread and, you know, you run a sandwich restaurant. You know, what do you do?
I'm laughing. That's not funny. I mean, I'm laughing, but it's not funny. Right. What is the most surprising item that suddenly you can't get?
Well, this week we're having a problem getting bread and sugar and chicken. So those are the three, like that's this week, you know, this week, bread, sugar, chicken. The price of lobster is up for us. So we can get lobster, but it's difficult to get. I think universally what everyone is having problems with is paper products and, you know, supplies like that. They're in such demand right now that it's really hard to get what you need. So we're basically stockpiling, you know, when we can get stuff, we order it and then we stockpile it for as long as we can. And then this year, this is, I don't like doing this, but like, I also do grocery runs where I like scour grocery stores across the region when I need, when I run out of an ingredient. And, you know, it takes up a lot of time. It's frustrating. I don't like doing it, but you know, we got to do what we got to do sometimes.
Can you keep this up, Rob, as a person? I mean, what you have just laid out sounds utterly exhausting. Can you keep this up?
No, I don't think so. I mean, so running a restaurant is incredibly exhausting. And I think one of the things that the pandemic did was shine a light on the service industry. And it made those of us in it realize how unrealistic the expectations that we try to live up to are. And it did help shine the light, you know, from the outside too. I think the expectations that we put on members of the service industry are so outdated and so unrealistic. You know, there's a reason why the folks who are in this industry have a high level of mental health issues, addiction issues. You know, we place so much stress and anxiety on the folks in this industry. And you know, living in a up and down resort economy is also incredibly stressful and anxiety producing. So, I mean, personally, I spend a lot of time, you know, thinking about self-care, thinking about how to keep myself sane and stable, and then also trying to encourage my staff to take, you know, positive practices in managing their own energy levels and health. So we are heading in that direction. We're not perfect yet, but it is where the industry is going. You know, this increased awareness of our own health and well-being that I think has been ignored in the restaurant industry for, you know, honestly, century.
And at the same time, though, Rob, we're hearing these anecdotal stories about bad behavior, about people in the service industry this summer being treated poorly. Is that what you're seeing on the ground?
Yeah, so I have a little bit of a different take than other restaurateurs. So I've seen this bad behavior every year. You know, so we get some amazing, so some of our guests are, you know, bring out the best in us, and they show us the best in humanity. And then every year we also get folks that show us the worst. I think this year we've gone back to normal, that we have some guests that are great and some guests that are impatient, rude, and disrespectful. But I think we're looking at it through a different lens this year because the pandemic taught us to, you know, that there is something else in life, that we need to respect ourselves and we need to respect those people that we called essential workers in the middle of a pandemic, right? If they're so essential, then should we really be treating them with disrespect and sort of treating them like people who live in an underclass and are here only to, you know, serve your needs? I think we're starting to view folks who are rude and disrespectful in a different way, and we're speaking up about it more. And I think that's a really good thing. I think all of us that go to restaurants or, you know, interact with hospitality workers need to understand that those folks are human too, that everyone has a bad day. No one, you know, you don't show up to your job every day and, you know, have a perfect day every single time. So when someone makes a mistake, you owe them the respect of patience, and also maybe, you know, let them know that they made a mistake and allow them the opportunity to fix their mistake. It's as simple as that. Treating people with respect and giving people a chance to fix their mistakes if they've made one, just like you would in any other industry, basically.
All right. That is Rob Anderson, owner of the Canteen in Provincetown, with really some good advice for all of us about how we ought to show up for each other and treat each other right now. We'll be thinking about you, Rob. I appreciate the time again. I know you're busy. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.